Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live!
On a funky flashback Friday. Yes, Tom Crady, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, is in those crates, y'all. At the bottom of the hour, Lamar Mitchell is back, Rob.
Wow.
MGM Grand, Director of Race and Sports. I met him in June, face-to-face. Love him.
Every time
Wife
I
and
get
I
out
went
there
out there for
the
our
MGM.
Anniversary.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it
Look
was great to see him.
I got in the mail today.
Can you see? You gotta believe. You gotta believe. Is that a Rob? Is that a team?
No, this is a. This was at the Mets. I went to a Mets game earlier this year, this summer, Chris, when I was going around, and they said you want a free T-shirt. They'll personalize. It doesn't cost anything. You go there, you give them your email, and they order and they send it to me. From this
side.
Ain't that nice?
Well, they're putting it on the Yankees, Rob. 8-2 right now.
Oh, wow. The Yankees are not going to make the playoffs.
Yankees are struggling, man.
They won 13 in a row, and now they're
in trouble. Off. And we got – and after Lamar, of course, the NFL pigskin pickoff, Rob Parker will attempt – I give him this. He's nice in week one. You know, like
what
I said, it's
about?
Like a boxer.
This show
it's
has
like
been on the air 3 years.
Never lost a week one.
I've won
never
two
lost
of the three
first
years.
Round, but his record's 7-14 or something. But hey, he's never lost the first round.
I won two
won
of the 3 years.
No, you won one out of two. We only had two.
No, last
Rob
year I was
G
winning.
Lost all the, Rob G lost like the numbers like
Rob
halfway
G,
through
was I not
year.
Winning last year? Come on, Chris.
That doesn't count.
I honestly have no idea.
Yes, you do. What are you talking about?
I'm going to keep it real. I think you were leading, but we didn't finish it. So, you know,
I'm
like
taking it as a victory,
meter,
2-1.
100-meter dash.
Rob
I got
G.
a strong kick, it don't matter who's leading at 40 yards.
Is our anniversary coming up? What day is it, Rob
it's
G, the 16th or 17th?
It's close.
Oh.
Don't.
Because it's the 17th, because it was the day my daughter was born.
That's right.
Really? Yeah. That was our first day?
Yeah, because remember I called out. I'm like, hey, I'm not going to be here for the anniversary show because I'm at the hospital.
Yeah. Rob, don't buy me a gift.
The 17th. Don't worry about it. You're not getting another gift from me.
Because I don't want to have to go out and buy you a gift.
As look, don't buy me. Don't worry about it. Hey, I want to thank the support staff when we get there because they make the show work. Okay, we're just here. We're just hired help. Those guys, Rob G, Alex, Steve DeSega, we appreciate you. But you're right. It's the 17th. 17th.
All right. Let's go to the NFL. Obviously, this is a big weekend. This is when the games begin. Of course, last night we had the season opener, and it was a tremendous game. I don't think you could have asked for a better game. It literally went down to the last possession. Tom Brady rallies the Buccaneers. It was his 40th regular season. What, Rob? Come from behind victory. Second only to Peyton Manning, who has 43. And it was a great game. 31-29, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Dallas Cowboys. So after the game, Rob, Tom Brady and Dak Prescott, you know, shake hands and chat for a brief moment. And Dak told him, after they were chatting, we'll see you guys again. Here's Dak talking about it.
Yeah, I think I told everybody we'd see him again. And that's just the confidence that I have in this group and the expectations I have. This is a playoff team that's going to make a big push this year, and we've got to continue to get better, and we'll make a step from tonight. We'll find a way to get better tomorrow. And that's the process. We're going to stick to it. And we've got a good team and good men. And, yeah, I'm excited about
I do think, Rob, when you watch it, Brady was kind of like, Yeah, whatever. Every quarterback says that to me. But what are your thoughts on this? You buying what Dak is selling?
No. That's why I don't even have them winning the division. I picked Washington because of Washington's defense. And you saw again, that was all about Dan Campbell and,
Dan Campbell.
No. Dan Campbell's a Lions coach. Right. Dan Quinn, the new defensive coordinator.
Right.
And their defense didn't impress me last night. They couldn't stop Tampa Bay for the most part. And if Tampa Bay didn't turn the ball over, it would have been a blowout, Chris. It would have been the blowout you kind of hinted at if they didn't have those four turnovers. But my point is that last night was a bad sign because – Dak has this great night. They get the four takeaways, and they're the first team in 25 years on the road, given all those things going their way, and they did not win the game. Sure, can they bounce back? It's only one game. I'm not saying the season is over off of that, but that would have been a win. We talked about it before the game. If they were able to beat the defending champs, Dallas was 3-0. Going into that game, playing the defending champs in the opener. Like, there was a chance that they could have made a statement that, yes, we are for real. Look at what we did. We went to Tampa. We rained on their parade, them, you know, being champs and the first night in front of their crowd and all that. And it didn't happen. And it didn't happen for a lot of reasons. So until further notice, I'm going to stick with my pick that Washington will win the division because of their defense, and Dallas won't. And if I remember correctly, I don't think I have Dallas making the playoffs.
No,
so,
you don't.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with that. Last night they could have changed some things, and no, they didn't. What bad teams do is they don't take advantage of situations, and they let good teams off the hook. And that's what they did last night to Tampa Bay.
I couldn't disagree more. I was very impressed with the Dallas Cowboys, and I thought it was a great sign. If you're a Cowboys fan, like you, I picked them to win the NFC least and make the playoffs, and I believe they're going to make the playoffs with a very good record because their schedule is light. They don't play, Rob, another team that made the playoffs last year until week 11. Now, they got to take advantage and beat these bad or mediocre teams that they're playing, But they got a light schedule, so I think they can really have a nice record this year. But bottom line is, I thought they looked good last night. Number one, their quarterback had not taken a snap. It wasn't his first series. It wasn't his first game since breaking his ankle. It was his first snap. And he went out there, and my goodness, he played – we know he played a tremendous game. But beyond that, it was the poise. He wasn't afraid. He didn't look, you know, skittish in the pocket. When the pass rush was coming at him, he stood his ground. Like, he ran the ball, looked like he had no fear. I was actually like, oh, you know, when he took off and ran, I'm worried because that's how he got hurt. You know, that's how he broke his ankle. And that was coming to my mind, but it looked like he wasn't even thinking about that. So that was a great sign. I actually think they outplayed Tampa Bay. That offense marched up and down the field. Tampa Bay's punter, kudos. Whoever that dude is, Binion or whatever his name is, he was great. He pinned them in their with inside their 10-yard line several times, and Dak kept marching them up and down the field. They only had 2-3 and outs. And were it not for a Pro Bowl kicker, Greg Zuerlein, missing a 31-yard field goal and missing a freaking extra point, Dallas may have won that game. I say may have because points-wise, you would say, yeah, they would have won. But I say may have because, you know, the game circumstances change and, you know, Tampa Bay's playing with different urgency if they're down, whatever. But they may have won that game. Here's some other things, Rob. Their offense had the ball. They won the possession game by far. They had the ball 9 more minutes than Tampa Bay. They were playing one of the best defenses in the league. Tampa Bay's one of the best defenses. You're right. They didn't look like it last night, but statistically and all that
great defense last night.
No, the defensive back, they didn't. But I got to credit Dallas for that. I'm not just going to say Tampa Bay didn't play well. I think Dallas played well offensively. But they, without Zach Martin, one of their best offensive linemen, Rob, they only gave up one sack. Dak threw the ball 58 times and got sacked once. I mean, that is something to build on. Their running game obviously looked bad. But I thought it was a good night. And even defensively, I thought the defense was much improved. Tampa Bay, we know, one of the best offenses in the league. And weapons, it's just a freaking... weapons all over the place. But hold, let me finish this. Weapons all over the place. They held them to 10 points in the second half. Yeah, I don't see how in the world you leave that game thinking Dallas didn't play well.
Dallas's defense, which wasn't able to stop Tampa Bay, like I said, because the turnovers changed things, Chris. And
Rob,
last night,
one of them was at Hail Mary.
Okay, here's the other
one. At the end of the half.
Dallas had no tackles for a loss, no quarterback hits, no sacks on Brady. You can't be a defense.
And Tampa had one sack on Dak.
Okay, but I'm talking about
back.
The Dallas' defense, which last year was a problem. If you give quarterbacks without sacking them or making them hurry or quarterback hits, you're going to lose most times. That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at what Tom Brady was able to do back there. He was never under pressure. The defense from game one, I'm just going off of game one, was not much improved. Okay, they didn't give up 40 points, but boy, Tampa Bay was able to do what it wanted to for the most part. I'm just saying, that's a game, all the points you make on Dallas, and they lost for all the points. That's what bothers me.
They were playing the defending Super Bowl. They're playing a better team.
You could beat anybody on any given night.
Tampa Bay's a better team than them.
Dallas was going to show me something, they would have won.
Tom Brady's been great on the first game after the Super Bowl. He's now 6-1. He throws for over 300 yards. He's got now 19 touchdowns and 3 picks in those games. I mean,
two of them were last night. Two was last night.
Right, but one was a Hail Mary at the end of the first half, and one was a good pass to Fournette that went right through his hands or bounced off his hands. The two interceptions weren't Brady's fault. But my point is that I think Dallas looked good. They were not supposed to even be in that game, and they had a chance to win. And if not for a few of their own, you know, self-inflicted wounds, they may have won. So I think Dallas is going to run away with that division and get into the playoffs with a nice seed. So let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Are you feeling better or worse about Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys after last night's 31-29 nail-biting loss to the defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers? It's your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Man, you talk about the jam. This was the jam back in the day. That's because DJ Alex Heischer's in those crates. We're the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, head on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, folks, head on over to the Zone. AutoZone is your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. He's Rob. I'm Chris. What is your take? Did Dallas, their performance make you feel better or worse about their chances of being a good team this year? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Frank in San Antonio. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Frank?
Gentlemen, thank you for the buying. Look, sorry, Rob, you are totally wrong. Chris, you're right. They're the defending Super Bowl champs. You look at the Vegas line, it was like 8 or something. I mean, the dirt bottom teams are like at minus 11. So Cowboys for sure on the road showed. You got to feel good about their offense. Defense, Frank, I mean, they've said it. They have said it. All they want to do is be like 15 or better. So give it to me.
Hey, Frank, can I clue you in on Vegas?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, they make the odds so that they can get people to bet money on both sides so that they win, okay? So be careful thinking that Vegas is telling you who's good and who's bad. The idea is that they can get 50% of the people to bet on the Cowboys, 50% of the people to bet on Tampa Bay, and guess what? Vegas wins big. That's what spreads are. Be careful.
No, I do know that, but hey, Vegas knows. They know something, so don't dismiss that either.
Yeah, Vegas is pretty good.
That had nothing to do with the spread, though.
Dallas played them much tougher than people expected.
Yeah, but that's not what the spread is what I'm trying to say. That's not how the spread works. Rodney in Richmond, Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Rodney?
Hey, Odd Couple. Best show in the business.
Thank you, brother. Spread the word.
Appreciate
Tell your family, your friends, your coworkers.
We're starting our fourth year next Friday, Rodney.
Right.
4 years we're starting. I didn't think we'd make it past one.
But you guys did. You guys are great.
We might have to change our little theme intro, Rob.
Yes. No, we are going to change.
We work together.
We are going to change.
You guys are getting along too much. But hey, look, I'm a Cowboy fan, and I'm never satisfied with a loss, but Dak looked great last night, and that defense looks much better than it did last year.
Yes,
but they got to run the ball. I mean, if you look at that game and all the mistakes that were made with the kicking, drop ball, some bad calls, it really came down to, hey, if you give Ezekiel a couple more runs, Tom Brady doesn't have enough time at the end of the game to go down and get a field goal. You don't have to be balanced in your run pass game, not this day and age with the NFL, but you got to run a little more than what Mike McCarthy was doing.
Let me ask you this as a Cowboys fan, because it seems like people are split on Zeke. Some people thought he looked washed last night. I'm not ready to say that after just one game, and obviously the game plan wasn't for him to run the ball a lot because they figured Tampa Bay's the best rush defense in the league. We're not going to be able to run it. But Tony Pollard looked a little better in his brief moments. He only had 3 carries. But what's your take on Zeke? You feel like he can get it back or that he is pretty much done as far as a very good running back?
No, I think Zeke will be fine. He looked, to me, the couple of runs I did see, he looked like he was a little quicker. His decision-making was quicker. He was hitting the hole a little faster.
His body definitely looked better, yeah.
Yeah, he was popping it a little bit faster. And he's the type of back that he has to get – he kind of reminds me of Emmitt Smith. He's got to get carries. He needs some carries to kind of build his momentum up. They didn't run the ball enough.
Hey, there's a guest. Speaking of Vegas, a guy bet in Vegas. You ready for this? $75,000. It was a prop bet. You know what it was, Chris?
What?
That Ezekiel Elliott would score a touchdown for the Cowboys in their opener.
Wow.
It was any time, not first quarter, not fourth quarter, just a touchdown. And you had to bet $115 to win $100. He bet $75,000 and lost.
Wow. And he had that play where Blake Jarwin missed the block, and he got stopped at the 2-yard line.
Wow. Yep. Can you imagine that? All right, John in New Zealand.
Well, a guy like that, Rob, he got money to burn.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe he was trying to, double his money or whatever, or make some money. John in New Zealand, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, John?
G'day, mates. How you all doing?
Doing great.
Good. It's been a while, man.
It's been a while. Yeah, but I do listen to you guys regularly. I don't always have anything to add because I don't know American sport that well, but I do know that I was watching the second half yesterday, and the whole time I was thinking, this is perfect for Rob. Absolutely perfect.
Why?
Brady's going to win this thing, but he's thrown 2 interceptions. the Cowboys are going to lose, and Dak Prescott's going to put up huge stats, and Rob's going to – it's just perfect for Rob
everything
to come in
and
go on a tirade and then say nobody else understands like I do. I just saw this game. I thought, this is perfect for Rob. As I'm watching it, I'm thinking
– that's a good point.
Perfect.
I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult, but it's a good point.
No, hey, John, coming from you, you know where I'm at. I'm a consistent guy. I have a bran muffin every morning, and when it comes to football, I'm pretty consistent. So it's all good.
I want to let you know the All Blacks are coming, right? October,
you told me that.
In Washington. Yeah.
The who?
October in Washington.
Soccer team,
the
All Blacks.
Oh, the All Blacks?
Yeah, and they play.
I wasn't sure what he was. I was like, what?
Yeah,
I don't know if Chris can watch that game because it's the All Blacks, but yeah,
racist
guys, they're playing the USA, and if you want somebody to explain it to you while it's happening, I'm happy to chat to you
all
while
right.
it's
hey,
going
John,
on.
Hey, John, used to watch Australian rules football when ESPN first started
in 1979.
No,
that's all they had on, Chris. Right?
It was CFL and Australian rules football. They
I remember
had equestrian
that
equestrian racing too. It was. Pitiful.
Yeah, they didn't have much on early on in 1979.
Bad.
I can remember that. Thanks, John. And when that happens, remind us when the All Blacks show up in Washington.
All right, we got our man Lamar Mitchell back in the house first time this season, but he'll be here for the next, 4 months or so. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hit it! Oh, yeah. It's been too long since I heard this funky music. Every time I hear it, you know what time it is. I've been to Vegas and seen this man. He is the king. Dude's running up to him. Lamar, give me some wisdom. He's the MGM Grand Director of Race and Sports, none other than our buddy Lamar Mitchell. What's up, man?
Lamar.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing tonight? How are you? It's so good to talk to you guys.
No doubt about it. Hey, Lamar. I was just telling Chris about the guy who bet $75,000 that Ezekiel Elliott would score a touchdown, and it didn't happen.
You win some, you lose some. It's
did you have any bets like that? Look at that. He's like,
that's
win some,
heartless.
Lose some.
Heartless.
I know. Wow.
That's the way it goes down sometimes here, boys.
No doubt.
All right. Well, like we do, or have done every year, Lamar, we'll be starting our fourth year in a couple of weeks.
No, a week from today is our fourth season of The Odd Couple.
Week from today.
Congratulations, fellas.
Yes.
Thank you, my man.
Love the show. Love the product. You guys are one in a million.
Well, thank you, brother. And as we do every Friday during the football season, we ask Lamar questions to get you ready for the weekend's game. So let's get started, Lamar. I read before last night's game that the line had jumped from Bucks minus 6 last week all the way up to Bucks minus 9 at kickoff. Was that all public money that pushed the line that high? And did the end result end up working out for you guys at the MGM Grand?
Well, if I could do an emoji right now, you would see me smiling. But yes, it was all public, although we did take a big seven-figure bet on the Bucks that pushed it up to 9. And so with the Cowboys coming back and covering the game, it was a really, really tremendous way to start the season.
Wow.
Outstanding way to start the season.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, you guys are in the black for a while. You're good to go. All right. The Packers and Saints game got moved to Jacksonville due to the hurricane in New Orleans, and we are praying for New Orleans, of course.
Absolutely.
I think that's a big deal. New Orleans has a great home field advantage, even though Green Bay has won a lot down there. But did you see any kind of betting surge on the Packers once the location was changed?
Well, actually, the point spread has gone down from 4.5 to 3.5, so a little bit of money has come in back on the Saints, even at this neutral site. Although it's, you know, Aaron Rodgers is a bad man, as he's been told and he's been called. Ticket count on the Packers, still a tremendously public team, 4-1 on the Packers, and the money is about 2.5-1 on the Packers, even though the line has gone down since they moved to the neutral site. But you're right, the Superdome down there is a huge home field advantage, but we are seeing a little bit of money coming back on the Saints, but we'll see what happens.
All right, Lamar, quarterbacks in their first career start are 18-6 against the spread the last 2 years. This weekend, we got three guys in that position. Trevor Lawrence and the Jags, three-point road favorites against the hapless Houston Texans. Mac Jones and the Patriots, three-point home favorites against the embattled Tua Tagovailoa and Miami. And Zach Wilson and the Jets, four-point dogs against Carolina. Which quarterback are the bettors most confident in right now? And given recent history, would it make sense to parlay all three of these games?
Parlay, absolutely not. but definitely the bettors are all over the Patriots, and that has to do. I mean, money wise, it's like a 17-1 ratio on the Patriots compared to these other games. Everyone's on the Patriots, not giving the Tua any respect. And, you know, Tua might have something to say. Hey, you know, I was at Bama when you were there, Mac, and I was a starter. You weren't. So he might have something to say. But it's all – I mean, it's sharp money's on the Patriots, and public is on the Patriots. So that's the game that all the players are betting on as far as a rookie quarterback.
Mm. All right, here's another one. All right, so Matt Stafford hasn't been a 7-point favorite since 2018 against the Jets. And his team got beat 30 by 30 in that game where he was a 7-point favorite. I know that was Detroit, and now he's with the Rams. But how can the bettors feel confident laying 7.5 points against the Bears when Stafford has never shown that he can cover that kind of number? It's a big number.
Well, money-wise, the bettors are very confident. 18-1 in the comparison to money on the Rams. I mean, they're all over the Rams. We opened this game up early in the year at 7, up to 7.5. Ticket count is up to 2.5, and I think a lot of the players are looking at this as, hey, this is the one game that the Rams with that defense is just going to let loose, and the Bears, they don't really. From what the bettors are saying, the Bears don't have that much, and it won't be long before we see Justin Fields as QB number one in Chicago.
Mm. All right, Lamar Mitchell, MGM Grand Race and Sports Book Director, joins the iCouple, and he will do that every Friday during the NFL season. All right, let's get to the Chiefs, 16-3 last season if you include the playoffs, but just 2-9 against the spread in their last 11 weeks, Lamar. Right now, they're going off as 6.5-point home favorites against a Browns team that people are expecting a lot from. I have to imagine that the sharps are on Cleveland in this one. Is that correct?
You are 100% correct. Mm. 100% correct. Mm. Sharp money's on the Browns. Came in late. It's still coming in on the Browns. We're at 6. I think it's down to 5.5, if I remember correctly. But all the sharp money's coming in the Browns.
Mm. I'm taking Kansas City. I think last year people didn't know the Browns were coming. This year they know. And I think it's going to change the way that people play the Browns. I think, you know, you can sneak up on people, but I think when they know you're coming, it's different. So remember I said that, okay? All right,
absolutely.
The Baltimore Ravens.
That's a good point, Rob. That's absolutely a good point.
Seriously.
Because a lot of times these teams that surprise other teams, they come off playing a fourth or third place schedule, and now once they have to play a second or first place schedule, the competition gets a lot harder, and they know that they're expected to play against these tough teams. So, yeah, I agree with you there. But the sharp money definitely, like Chris said, is all on the Browns. So we'll see.
All right. We will. All right, the Baltimore Ravens have won. I still can't believe I'm reading this. Each of their last three season openers by 30 points, right?
Wow.
Each of
At
them.
At least.
At least, right, by 30 points or more. On this week, they're going off of 4.5-point road favorites against the Raiders. And I'm getting ready to put a ton of shekels on the Ravens to cover. Where are the sharps on this one?
No sharp money on this, believe it or not, yet. But the money's coming in on the Raiders. 3-2 on the money, and ticket count is about 3-2. We open up 4.5 down to 4. And with the injuries the Ravens experienced just yesterday, and with this being the first home opener for the Raiders with fans at Allegiant Stadium, which is a beautiful stadium, I might say myself. Wonderful facilities, love it. This is going to be a big, big, big game for them to come out of the gate and prove that they can play with the top boys in the league. So you might want to hold off on placing that bet.
Mm. Well, Lamar, I got to tell you, when it comes to week one, Rob thinks he can do no wrong.
Hey, Lamar, you know this. The last 3 years, I'm 15-0 against the spread in week one. That's what I'm up against this week.
That's 15-0.
He's good in week one. I give him that. All right. He starts well. All right. But anyway, last one from us.
Barking.
Last one from us, Lamar. 49ers, 7.5-point favorites over the Lions, and most pundits expect them to roll in this one. But I don't see much movement on the line. Are the bettors not as confident in San Francisco as the analysts are?
No, you definitely the bettors are all over. This is our most one-sided game, believe it or not. One of our most one-sided, 15-1 as far as money disparity, 5-1 in ticket counts. We opened this up at 7. It's up to 8. So everyone is on the Niners. They don't think Dan Campbell and his knee biting is going to come out and is going to cover the spread this weekend. Definitely not.
I'm with you on that one. I got the 49ers. I think that's a best bet right there. I really do against the Lions. That's not a good team right now.
I would agree
not
with
right
that.
Not right now. Being from Detroit, you know about that, Rob.
Yep.
Lamar, great stuff, man. We really appreciate your time, and we're glad to have you back, man.
Yes, sir.
Glad to be back. Glad to be back. Can't wait for the all season to be back, fellas.
All right, and brother.
You know I'll be there in a few weeks, man. I'll be in touch.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you again.
All right, bud.
All right, brother. That's
all
Lamar
right,
Mitchell, MGM Grand, Director of Race and Sports. Next up, Rob and I make our NFL Pigskin Pickoff Picks. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is The Odd Couple wrapping up another week and wrapping up another Funky Flashback Friday. Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And it's time for the NFL Pigskin Pickoff. Let's do this.
Ready to retire? The Odd Couple is going to make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
That's right. The return of the Pigskin Pickoff. Chris and Rob picking NFL games against the spread. And I don't know if you guys know this, but Rob Parker's 15-0 week one the last 3 years. He keeps telling us so.
What?
Yeah, we know it. I mean,
it's called proof of performance.
Tops every 10 minutes he's been saying it.
So
it's not bragging, but I'm not bragging.
Rob G, I'm not bragging.
I'm just saying. If you want to make money this weekend, America, you follow Rob Parker on these bets, okay? So let's get started.
The other 17 weeks,
I can't vouch for that.
I won 2 to 3 years. We've been on
you
the
have
air.
Not.
What do you want?
We're 1-1.
All right, let's get
not.
To it, though, gentlemen.
We didn't finish last year.
Rob G, this year, I want you to keep track, okay?
Yes.
Okay. I'm dead serious.
Normally, I do. I just deleted it last year.
This is the rubber year.
All right, here we go. Game number one. We didn't talk about this with Lamar, but it's Steelers at the Bills. Bills 6.5-point home favorites. Rob Parker, who do you like in this one?
I like the Bills by 14, so 6.5 will be easy. I love the Bills at home, that high-powered offense. I'm sorry. I'm Bills all the way.
I'm going with Pittsburgh. They're going to be better than people think, better than Rob Parker thinks. Don't be fooled. Mike Tomlin, don't play that. All right, they're going to lose the game, but they're going to cover the spread.
It is a strength-on-strength game. Bills offense, Steelers defense. Yes. Game number two. We talked about this with Lamar. Browns at the Chiefs. Chiefs 5.5-point home favorites. Chris, who do you like in this one?
Man, this is a tough one, but I'm going with the Chiefs. I think they really got a bad taste in their mouth about how last season ended. You heard guys on that team talking about a dynasty and they're going to be this and they're going to be that. And then they go out there and lose in the Super Bowl. No, that was there. You, Chris Jones and all those guys. And then they go lose in the Super Bowl. So I think they're going to come out with a bang. They know they're playing the team that everybody loves this year in the Browns. So I got Kansas City covering.
Okay, I got Kansas City. They win easily over the Browns in Kansas City. And what I mean by easily, 10 points or more. I love Kansas City here. Last year, just didn't play well enough, you know, in a lot of games against some bad teams, and they didn't cover. But I think that if they get off to a good start at home against a team that they know is good, that won a playoff game, they're not going to be surprised by Cleveland.
All right, game number three. Two teams people aren't really sure about right now. Seahawks at the Colts. Seahawks 3-point road favorites in Indy. Rob Parker, who do you like?
I'm going to take the Colts in this game. Road game, total disrespect.
They have a pretty good defense. I'm not sure where Seattle is. We might have seen the beginning of the end of the Seahawks. Last year, you remember the way that they kind of crashed and burned. I know they made the playoffs, right? Or did they just miss it? I can't remember. But I know that the end of the season was raggedy. I'm going to go with the Colts at home.
I'm going with Seattle. Points. If they win by three, they win. I win, right? Or they got to win by
push.
Three.
No, it's a push. It's a push.
Yep. I picked them today on TV. I said by four, but I'm feeling like three. But I'm going to go with Seattle. I'm going to go with Seattle.
All right. Game number four. This is a big one. Trevor Lawrence, 3-point road favorite with the Jags in Houston against the Texans. Chris Broussard, who you like?
I got the Jags. Nice debut for Urban Meyer. Nice debut for Trevor Lawrence. I mean, they're playing the worst team in football, and that might include the FBS. But Houston's a mess. I'm going with Jacksonville.
I'm going with the Texans in this game. Rookie quarterbacks, I gave you the stat. They have never – rookie quarterbacks picked at the top of the draft have never won a game. They're – in the last, since 2000, what was it, 2003?
0-12-1.
0-12-1. They've never won a game, and they won't start here.
They never played the Texans.
Tyrod Taylor is not great, but he won't turn the ball over. He won't give the other team, a team like the Jaguars, you know, help them. And I think they'll have to earn everything. I think the Texans just play football and they win.
All right, last one. Got to be quick. Packers, 3.5-point road favorites. Neutral site game against the Saints. Rob Parker, who you taking?
I got the Packers -3.5. I think they win.
Green Bay all the way.
There it is. Pigskin pickoff. Make your money, America.
All right, it's the Odd Couple signing off. Keep it locked for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon right here on Fox Sports Radio. And download, subscribe, leave a comment, and 5 stars at the iTunes Store, SoundCloud. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.